Welcome to Community Voices. My name is Lizzie Roars, and today I'm joined in the studio by the writer and one of the cast members in the Theater in the Park production of Distant Thunder. Guys, welcome.
Thank you. My name's Ken Bradbury, and once upon a time, I wrote the show.
And I'm Jim Yale, and I play Thomas Reap in the show.
Ken, I know you've written several pieces on Lincoln before. Can you tell me a little bit about Distant Thunder? What's the story here?
Well, I first want to correct myself. I have a co-author, Robert Crowe, who did most of the research. Nothing against our 16th president, but in New Salem in those days, he wasn't the most interesting man in town. We kept running into other people and thought, well, we can't get this into the show about Lincoln. So as a result, Distant Thunder, it's sort of a fun explanation of how Lincoln became Lincoln while he was at New Salem.
So would you say that Distant Thunder isn't so much a story about Abraham Lincoln, but about the people around him?
Right. He's in it. We make a little reference to the fact, you might be president someday. Took a little literary license there. But no, mostly the character that Jim plays, Thomas Reap, is an actual man who was asked to do research on his home village of New Salem for college. And he basically never got the book written because he got too interested in the research. And then that's what Distant Thunder is based upon.
Yep. And as a matter of fact, Reap, later in his life, wrote a book for the Lincoln League, the old Salem Lincoln League. And the reason for writing the book was actually to lobby the state government to come in and rebuild New Salem.
I'll be darned. And then now you tell me, now that I've written the play.
I learned that because you sent me the link to to Amazon to pick up that book.
Oops, yeah. We did this show in, I think, 2001 in New Salem, and it ran for four seasons there. But they've decided to bring it back, and it's great since it's the birthday of the state.
Now, the character of Thomas Reap seems pretty interesting, and I'm assuming that you've done theater before if you've landed a role like Thomas Reap in this show. So what's sort of the different way that you've researched this character? Because, I mean, it's a real human being that you're playing. So.
Actually, he paid me big money to get the role. But go ahead, Jim.
I'll give my version of it.
Okay.
Ken did send me an email once he had heard that I got cast for the role of Thomas Reap, and Thomas Reap was an interesting individual. He was an attorney from Petersburg. He was born roughly 40 years after the town of New Salem died out, and actually one of the quotes in the show with Thomas Reap is that he went looking for a president and ran into something else, and the folks that he ran into were the people in New Salem, and during the course of his life. He was asked to write a book, and it was Abraham Lincoln at New Salem. It was written about 1927 or so, and he was also involved with a pageant which was set up in order to draw attention to the old Salem Lincoln League with the intent of rebuilding New Salem. And so he although there is I get to play the storyteller as Thomas Reap during the course of the play. I'm the only person who, during the play, is in the present day, as opposed to the remainder of the villagers in the story. And I get to break that fourth wall and talk to the audience throughout the course of the show. But he actually was a person that believed in the things that he shares in the show because he had a deep admiration for the folks in this little village who really had an impact on our country because they raised a president to manhood, as he said, and he really caused they really caused a change in the course of events for this country.
It sounds like you've really developed kind of a connection with your character here. Is this sort of a unique opportunity for you?
Actually, no. I've done several shows at Theater in the Park, but the connection It has been repeated performances in New Salem. So back in the early 80s, I got to be in the Great American People Show, got to perform various roles there. And then here later in life, I've actually gotten to play James Rutledge. I've gotten to do Billy Herndon, both of which took place at New Salem. So it's really kind of a special place. I live in Petersburg. So I live about maybe 2 miles from the village, and typically, this was a line in one of Ken's other shows, before opening night, it's kind of a tradition out there that I'll just take a walk through the village just to get the feel and get the history of the place before going out, on the Kelso Hollow stage.
Something really cool, while we were writing the show back in 2001, I was teaching at the time, and I told a fellow teacher about the show, and I mentioned, said that there was one really interesting lady named Mary Spears. Was that her name?
Mm-hmm. And Mary McNeely Spears.
And I couldn't find anything about her. And my fellow teacher said, well, my friend teaches in Florida, and that's her great-great-aunt, and she's writing a book on her. So we immediately called Florida, and in other words, there's some material here that's really never been revealed before, and it was our goal to get the play out there before the book came out, so we beat them to the punch. She was probably Lincoln's midwife.
Yeah.
We're not sure.
Yeah. And there's some terrific cast members in the show. Mary McNeely Spears is played by Shelley Flickinger, who also plays Hannah Armstrong, does a terrific job with that role. And the story of Mary McNeely Spears is incredible. I mean, it's a person who was abducted by, I think, the Iroquois.
Yep.
And escaped. She was taken prisoner by the British and escaped and then ended up in New Salem. And really lived a very terrific life. Similarly, Hannah Armstrong had close ties to Lincoln, and he later came to her rescue during a murder trial for one of her sons.
In Beardstown, yep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Now, this is a special year for Illinois, as it's our bicentennial. So would you say this is an important story to tell for this particular moment in Illinois history?
I think it is because, at least for the average theater goer, it's a story they haven't heard before. And nothing wrong with Springfield and Lincoln, but boy, we've got a lot of it here. Yeah, I've written several Lincoln shows. I found that in Illinois, every 3 feet, there's a Lincoln expert. You can actually mark them out going down the streets of Springfield. So to me, it's refreshing to see another side of Lincoln because you basically see him through other people's eyes instead of the log cabin, the Springfield, the Washington, D.C. story.
You know, there are obviously a lot of people here that are the main audience for the New Salem Theater that might sort of be burnt out on the idea of Abraham Lincoln after living in this area for so long. So what would you say to people who might mistake this for just another Lincoln story?
Well, this is more than a bobblehead that goes on your dashboard. New Salem at that time had 100 people. Half of them had a college education. I mean, how did that happen? It was really the hand of fate that put Lincoln there at that time to be influenced by that type of people.
One of the lines that that Reap shares is the great characters don't always make the history books, and that's truly the story here. There's a whole cast of characters from Sam Hill to Hannah Armstrong to, let's see, the Mule Man, who is kind of nameless but a terrific song, and I think that what folks will find is the backstory to Lincoln and to New Salem.
And every word the truth. put to music. when Bob Crow and I started writing Abraham the First, so how do we have Abraham Lincoln sing? I mean, that's a little bit like the Sound of Music, you know, when the violins come up out of the daisies in the Alpine Hills. And we thought, well, we'll just do it. First song of the show, Lincoln will sing. So Lincoln also sings in this one, but of course, he's played by a much younger man in this show. Come on out. Um, I I fall in love with New Salem every time I walk down to that place. There's no traffic. There's occasionally a bird that flies over, but no airports. It's just a sweet place to see a show.
Mm-hmm. And I'd echo that. One of the things that's really special about this show is it was written for Kelso Hollow.
Okay, Kelso Hollow, where the theater is named after probably the most worthless man in New Salem at the time, which makes him fit in with actors perfectly. Yeah.
Thanks, Ken.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thank you.